Hare Krishna. So thank you for this opportunity of being with all of you this morning. We get to hear so much about all of you, and being on the same planet, we don't get to see each other so much. You are durlav, sudurlav, rare. But we are here today, this morning. You don't sit up here, Maharaj? Okay, so we have here, getting too much mercy here. It's fine. It's too kind. So this is Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5th, Chapter 18, Text Number 23. Please repeat.
Sattvam mama pyachuta sirishni vanditam. Sattvam mama pyachuta sirishni vanditam. Sattvam mama pyachuta sirishni vanditam. Karambujam yatvadadhāyi sattvit sattvatam. Karambujam yatvadadhāyi sattvatam. Vibharshimam lakshma varanya māyaya. Vibharshinam lakshma varanya mayaya. Ka ishvaresya hitam uhitam vibhuryati. Ka ishvaresya hitam uhitam vibhuryati.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada. O infallible one, your lotus palm is source of all benediction. Therefore, your pure devotees worship it, and you very mercifully place your hand on their heads. I wish that you may also place your hand on my head. I'm placing on my own head. Lord's hand. For although you already bear my insignia on golden streaks of your chest, I regard this honor as merely a kind of false prestige for me. You show your real mercy to your devotees, not to me. Of course, you're the supreme absolute controller, and no one can understand your motives. Translation. Once again, O infallible. Many places the Shastras describe the Supreme Personality of Godhead as being more inclined toward His devotees than toward His wife, who always remains on His chest. In Srimad Bhagavatam 11.14.15 is stated, Natatha me pritama atma yonirna shankaraha nacha shankarshano nasrir naivatma yatha bhavan. Here Krishna plainly says that his devotees are more dear to him than Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Shankarshan, the original cause of creation, goddess of fortune, or even his own self. Elsewhere, Srimad Bhagavatam, in Srimad Bhagavatam 10.9.20, Sukadeva Goswami says, Nemam virincho na bhavo na srir apyanga sanshraya pradadam lebhire gopi yattat prapa vimuksidat. The Supreme Lord, who can award liberation to anyone, showed more mercy toward the gopis than to Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, or even Goddess of Fortune, who is his own wife and is associated with his body. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam 10.47.60 also states, Nayam Sriyo Angano Nitantarate Prasadaha Swar Yoshitam Nali Nandaruchitam Kutonyaha Rasod Saveyasya Bhujadanda Grahita Kanta Lavdhasisham Ya Udagad Braja Sundarinam. Gopis received benedictions from the Lord that neither Lakshmi Devi nor the most beautiful dancers in the heavenly planets could attain. In the Rasa dance, Lord showed his favor to the most fortunate gopis by placing his arms on their shoulders and dancing with each of them individually. No one can compare with gopis who received the causeless mercy of the Lord. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that no one can receive the real favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead without following in the footsteps of the gopis. Even the Goddess of Fortune could not receive the same favor as the gopis, although she underwent severe austerities and penances for many years. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discusses this point with Vyankat Bhat in Chaitanya Charitamrit, Madhya Leela 9:111-131. And there's a many paragraphs here, almost one page of has been quoted as it is from a dialogue which took place where? You know, you were just there. Sri Rangam. So this brings you back to Sri Rangam. Back to Sri Rangam. You are there and listen to this dialogue. The Lord inquired from Vyankat Bhat, your worshipable Goddess of Fortune Lakshmi always remains on the chest of Narayan, and she is certainly the most chaste woman in the creation. However, my Lord is Lord Sri Krishna, a cowherd boy engaged in tending the cows. Why is it that Lakshmi, being such a chaste wife, wants to associate with my Lord? To associate with Krishna, Lakshmi abandoned all transcendental happiness in Vaikunth and for a long time accepted vows and the regulative principles, performed unlimited austerities. Vyankat Bhat replied, Lord Krishna, Lord Narayan are one and the same, but the pastimes of Krishna are more relishable due to their sportive nature. They are very pleasing to Krishna's Shaktis. Since Krishna and Narayan are both the same personality, Lakshmi's association with Krishna did not break any vows of chastity. Rather, it was in great fun that Goddess of Fortune wanted to associate with Lord Krishna. The Goddess of Fortune considered that her vow of chastity would not be damaged by her relationship with Krishna. Rather, associating with Krishna, she could enjoy the benefit of rasa dance. If she wanted to enjoy herself with Krishna, what is the fault there? Why are you joking so about this? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, I know there is no fault in goddess of fortune, but still, she could not enter into rasa dance. We hear this from revealed scriptures. The authorities of the Vedic knowledge met Lord Ramachandra in Dandakaranya, and by their penances on austerities, they were allowed to enter into the rasa dance. But can you tell me why the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, could not get that opportunity? To this, Venkat Bhat replied, I cannot enter into the mystery of this incident. I am an ordinary living entity, living being. My intelligence is limited, and I am always disturbed. How can I understand the pastimes of Supreme Lord? They are deeper than millions of oceans. Lord Chaitanya replied, Krishna has a specific characteristic. He attracts everyone's heart by the mellows of his personal conjugal love. Following in the footsteps of the inhabitants of planet known as Brijalok or Golok Vrindavan, one attains the shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. However, the inhabitants of the planet do not know that Lord Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, aware that Krishna is Supreme Lord. The residents of Vrindavan, like Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Devi, and the gopis, treat Krishna as their beloved son or lover. Mother Yashoda accepts him as her son and sometimes binds him to a grinding mortar. Krishna's coward boyfriends think he is an ordinary boy and get up on the shoulders. In Golok Vrindavan, no one has any desire other than to love Krishna. Conclusion is that one cannot associate with Krishna unless he has fully received the favor of the inhabitants of Rajabhumi. Therefore, if one wants to be delivered by Krishna directly, he must take to the service of the residents of Vrindavan, who are unalloyed devotees of the Lord. Satvam mama. So quite a verse. Mysterious. Guhyam. Not only guhya. Is it guhyatar? No, it is Guhyatam. Very, very confidential subject matter. And, of course, to help us understand or know Krishna. This is the kind of Krishna he is. Of course, knowing Krishna is complete only then, only when we understand his devotees and their devotion for their Lord. I may have said Supreme Lord. But some devotees do not even know. They don't care to know whether their Lord is supreme or not supreme. And not even knowing that he is supreme. He is just my Lord. That's all that I care. No. So these kinds of devotees. No devotees, not devotees of demigods, to speak. Or why should we even speak devotees of politicians of this world? They also have devotees. They also have chamchas. And everyone is somebody's. devotee. And if there's no one else, you have always your dog that you could become devotee of your dog. So, devotees of dog, devotees of politicians, devotees of demigods, and then you are devotee of Narayan in Vaikunth, and then finally you are devotee of Sri Krishna in Golok Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, Vrindavan, oh, I have come. Oh, I have come, Vrindavan. Vrindavan is special. Krishna in Vrindavan is special. Devotees in Vrindavan are special. So, this verse is helping us to know Krishna in Vrindavan and devotees of Krishna in Vrindavan and their love for each other. Lakshmi is sitting, on the chest of the Lord. Gopis are sitting in the heart of the Lord. Being on the chest, that is no small position. To be inside, right in the heart. Sadhavo rudayam mayam. Devotees are in my heart, they are my heart, and I am in their heart. So Lakshmi could get as close as just on the surface. The heart is inside, and just the cover of the heart, top of the heart, see, just floating on the top there, not able to get in, enter the heart of the Lord. Here's the difference. Ramya kachid upasana Vrajavadhu vargena ya kalpita Mahaprabhur Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur matamidam. This is the opinion of the Lord. You want to follow in the footsteps of a devotee? Yes, yes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, follow in the footsteps of Vrajavadhu vargena ya kalpita. Vrajavadhu varga. Vrajavadhu. The gopis of Vrindavan, the damsels of Vrindavan, covered girls of Vrindavan, they are the ideal devotees, the topmost devotees, most dear devotees of the Lord. If you want to follow in footsteps, Mahajano yena gataha sapanthaha. The gopis are Mahajan. And Radharani is their leader. The devotion practiced by these gopis, Radharani, when Lord was wondering, oh, what? So much love, so much affection for me. What for? And what is it? I want to understand all of this. Lord became very, very curious, anxious to know gopis, anxious to know Radharani. What is in her heart? What is on her mind? What kind of vision she has? I want to know this. I want to know my devotees. And leader of all the devotees is Radharani, as he wanted to know and be a devotee and relish the life of being a devotee. Lord appeared, assuming the mood of Radharani, the complexion of Radharani. Naomi Krishnam Swarupam. Unto that Swarup, that Krishna, I offer my obeisances, who assumed the mood of Radharani and complexion of Radharani. Understand Radharani, the topmost devotee. So that's the kind of very confidential. The Lord has hard time to understand this subject matter. The devotion of his devotee, pure, unalloyed. Anadhanam, najanam, nasundarim, kavitam, va jagadishakamaye. This is nothing to give up. dhanam janam sundarim kavitam. Many more things are to be given up, and these gopis are even sometimes ready to give up their life as a flute was being played by Sri Krishna. The gopis were rushing, running. Most of them succeeded. They escaped. Some of them were caught, surrounded. Hey, can't go! Tried, but the bandhus and everyone, pitas and patis, one wife, just one. So they couldn't move, so they decided to give up. They give up my existence, my body. You have it. I go! And they rush. They gave up their body. They died for Krishna. And they ran. It is described such gopis, those who gave up their bodies. They were the first one to be with Krishna. While others were still walking or running down the road, the gopis were first one to be there. So they are even ready to give up anything. Body is a stumbling block. I get rid of it. Anything, everything. Most difficult thing is to give up the pride. That is also difficulty in this pastime, which has been described here. The pastime of Lakshmi in Sri Ban, in Vrindavan, performing austerities, tapasya, and his Nagpatnis. Nagpatnis, during the chastisement of Kaliya, Nagpatnis, as they were offering prayers, they remember, oh, how come our husband Kashyanu Bhau Vashyate? What is this result of that tapas, Renus Swarshadhikara? Dust of your lotus feet right on the hood's head of our husband. Oh, we are amazed. While that Lalana, Sri Lalana, Charitaha, see from austerities, Sukshiram for long time, Vihaya Kamna, gave up all comforts, as it is mentioned in this purport also. She gave up all comforts of Vaikunth she gave up. She has come to the forest and no servant, no one is around, by herself, and performing austerities, and this Nagapatni, how come? She did not get the dust. She is not able to enter the rasa dance, but our husband is getting lots of dust of your lotus feet, giving up pride. At one point, Kaliya decided to surrender. This is what happened. As Krishna was dancing on the 100 hoods of Kaliya, he was dancing. The music was on in the sky. The drums were being beaten. As Lord had desired to dance immediately, the music started. The drums, it's a grand show there. In the middle of the lake, the audience was all around on banks of that lake. And of course, they were not interested in any performance. And they were kind of half dead or collapsed or unconscious, and so many things were happening. But there was some kind of word. They were there. And more were up in the sky, full sky with the demigods. And Lord wanted to dance, and he starts dancing, and whichever hood was showing still some life of sign of life around and kicking, alive and kicking, Lord would just place his foot right on the hood. Then he would kind of, while he's dancing, he's looking sidelong, and which hood is now next, and he would jump there. And like that, he was crushing one hood after the other hood, after other hood, another hood. And the Nagpatnis were
at some point, they,
yes, yes, this is right.
He's not surrendering. He's not a devotee. He must be killed. Yes, he must meet the death.
Fine. This is the right thing to do. Kill him. Kill him.
But there was a point in the life, in that episode, as getting kick after kick after kick. And some satsang or something he had done in the past reminded him that one should be surrendering unto the Supreme Lord. And he was realizing this kind of kicking power must be of the Supreme Lord only. I better take shelter of this person. And he was ready for bow down, Mister. His Mister was ready to bow down and thinking of bowing down. And at that point only, and of course more things, he was vomiting blood and was helpless and almost lifeless. But within, a surrendered soul also surrendered. So from non-surrendered mood, he went to the mood of surrender. While he was not surrendered, the patnis were thinking, the wives were thinking, kill him! Kill him! But as soon as he was kind of surrendered soul, immediately started offering prayers to the Lord. Thank you for saving. You are given even dust of your lotus feet to our husband. You are very kind. You did not give this to Lakshmi, but our husband has received such benediction. So why not to Lakshmi? Why not to Lakshmi? And not surrendered. Or kind of surrender that Lord expects. Not only surrendering unto the Lord or surrendering, but also to surrender unto his devotee, devotee of devotee of devotee. Dasa dasanu dasanu. As one becomes, then Lord, that person attracts the attention of the Lord and he becomes the fit candidate to receive the benediction of the Lord. So, Ramya Kachidupasana Brajavadu Vargina Ya Kalpita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matadam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, you have to follow in the footsteps of gopis, Brajavadu. See, Lakshmi is not ready to do so. And to enter Rasa dance, of course, you need not only mood of gopis or being subordinate to the gopi. You have to be subordinate to another devotee, another gopi. You fit into that whole big team of gopis, rasa dance, and serving Krishna that way. Ei nivedana dhara sakhira anugata akara seva adhikar diye kra nijodasi. This is the prayer. Every day we are offering this prayer. O Tulsi Krishna, Ayasi namo namaha. You are so very dear to Sri Krishna. He puts you around your neck. Tulsi hara gala kase pitamvara avirantara hechi dhyana. You are right around his neck. Someone very dear, you hold the person around your neck. He's hanging from your neck, embracing and hanging. Those things are God. Very dear, very dear. Put that very, you're close to your heart. Heart is here, you put close to you, that person to their heart. So, Tulsi. So, Ei Nivedana Dhara, I humbly pray, O Tulsi Devi, Vrinda Devi. Vrinda Devi has a big role. One of the leading gopi. She has almost status of Radharani. She is a very significant person. So, Ei Nivedana Dhara, Sakhira Anugata Akara. Sakhira Anugata. Anugata. I want to go. Anu means follow. Behind somebody. Anugata karo.
Please make me a follower of a damsel of Braj.
Seva adhikara diye kara nija dasi.
And give me adhikar, eligibility. When would I become eligible to serve the Lord? When would I have seva adhikar anugata akhara? As one becomes the follower of a gopi. And of course, for us, we cannot. But Tulsi is there in front of us. We pray to her. But still, we don't have that direct connection. We go to temple commander. Huh? We go to temple commander and say, do you have some service for me, Prabhu? Or we go to temple president. Or we go to governing body commissioner of ISKCON, his ultimate manager, coordinator of services. And like that. That is one parampara. In ISKCON has managerial parampara and the spiritual. Both are spiritual. And they are connected through Prabhupada. So we pray to Prabhupada and like that. And ultimately, those who are Nikunjayo no rati keli siddhyai Yaya libhir yukirapekshaniya. In that forest Nikunja, where two of them, the divine couple, they are wandering. Kunja Bihari. Someone makes arrangement. This arrangement, that arrangement. Some expert devotees. Rupa Manjari, or that Manjari, or this gopi, that gopi. These are kind of acharyas we have. They are part of that team, and then they come down and give us all the guidance and benedictions. So as we connect ourselves through this parampara, then our prayer ultimately is heard. And so this is following in the footsteps of devotees. Angata akara Adagopinath ki Lalita Vishakha adi Jata Sakhi Vrinda Agayapa Karivo Seva Charana Ravinda. Narottam Das Thakur says, when I go to Radha and Krishna, Radha Krishna Pranamor, Jugala Kishore, and how I will go, where I will go, once I go, what I will do. But how will I begin doing all these things? He says, oh, there I will see Lalita Vishakha Adi Sakhi. There are so many Sakhis there. And what I will do, I will take permission, of their approval. Then only I will enter service. Not that I just come dashing in. Get everyone, get out of here. No, there's no. Even talking like this doesn't sound right, right? No one can think like this. Very humbly. Prabhu, Prabhu. Almost become non-existent. Like Jagannath, as he couldn't bear. No, it's too much. Oh no! I think, hey, so much, they're feeling so much separation from me. All this, just because of me, I'm the cause of this suffering of the residents of Vrindavan. No, I can't hear this. Ears go inside. Oh no. And as he's hearing, his eyes are becoming amazed. Oh, really? What? Oh, his eyes are becoming bigger and bigger. Oh, no. something like that. So devotee has to become very, very humble. No material existence. In other words, no material existence, no ego. Persons were going one after the other. I just heard this example. Two persons walking, one behind. And the person behind, they're good people. They were, in fact, they were devotees, practitioners of Krishna consciousness. One behind was, he was beating that person ahead of him. This person was just walking, and this person would beat from time to time. And this person, not feeling, not taking that as an insult or anything, he's just playing transcendental, and beating is going on. So this person was testing. The person with the stick was testing whether, let me see now. I really test his tolerance. Is he still there? That ego is still there? The false pride still there? The bodily concept still there? I was beating and checking whether. Hey, you hit me! Prabhupada's example. Someone hits from the back, the car. You rascal, you hit me! I didn't hit you. Because the person not only identifies himself with the body, but he is now is identifying with the car. As if the car is he. I am the car. You hit me, Ross. You hit me. So this person was kind of passing the test. He was getting beaten up. But at one point, he turned around and said, you know, what you are looking for is not in there. That false ego, pride. Those things are not in there. I got it. But you said it is not in there. That thought is there. There are subtle things here. He said it's not what you're looking for is not in there. But this person said, but you are aware it's not there. That is there. I got you. I caught you. So not only you become free from the ego, but you don't even that happens. We become proud because of we are pure devotees, we are proud. We are proud being pure devotees. I am a pure devotee, so I am very proud of being pure devotee. But such a thing, is it possible? I am proud of what? Being a pure devotee. No. No pride. Free from pride. Doesn't even remember. Doesn't even think. And of course he only thinks of being very humble. Or someone said to Prabhupada, I'm most fallen. And Prabhupada said, you are most of nothing. You're not most fallen. This person wants to take a position. Someone says, I'm fallen. Hey, but someone is more fallen than me. I cannot stand it. No! He is more fallen. I want to be. My position has to be most fallen. So someone says, I am most fallen, Prabhupada. You are not most of anything. You are nowhere. Again, most fallen. In conclusion, Prabhupada says, is that one cannot associate with Krishna unless he has fully received the favor of the inhabitants of Brajabhumi. Therefore, if one wants to be delivered by Krishna directly, he must take service of the residents of Vrindavan who are unalloyed devotees of the Lord. So, but we also bring Krishna. Our temples are Vrindavan. Radha Gopinath is here, Radha Rasbihari there, Radha Giridhari there. These places are Vrindavan, one different extension of Goloka Vrindavan. In some ways, being in Vrindavan, it's hard to try to fit into this spirit of Vrindavan, following in the steps. You had only Radha Gopinath before, and then you added Lalita and Vishakha. So how many more could you add? They were there. Not only Radha Gopinath was there. Lita and Vishakha, they were also there. They just manifested a few years ago. They just manifested. And there are a lot many more devotees and from Braj around Krishna. He's never alone. So those devotees, there's a new batch is trying to get in there, become part of that team. So following in the footsteps, of course part of that team are our acharyas, Mahajano, Inagataha, they have gone, Srila Prabhupada, all these, they are part of that team. And we follow in the footsteps of these acharyas, these devotees, and they are following. Gopis, we are following them, and by following and following, we enter that spirit, the Golok spirit, which is even higher than the Vaikuntha spirit. Raganuga bhakti is what is being talked here by practicing, what is the other kind, Raganuga, and the Vaidhi bhakti. By practicing Vaidhi bhakti, that leads you to Vaikuntha planet. But Raga Anuga, attachment to the realm of Braj and become Anuga. Anu means again follow, Ga means to go. Following in the footsteps of those devotees of Vrindavan, Raga Anuga Bhakti. The followers of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they end up in Vrindavan because they are following in the footsteps of residents of Vrindavan. So we always chant the names of Radha Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And there's Radha Krishna there, Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna. Krishna Krishna Radhe Radhe. Yes. So chanting these Radha Krishna names, cultivating all the humility. Krishna is testing us all the time. He's watching us all the time. And he just wants to see the pure unalloyed devotion that his devotee, his aspiring devotee has for him, for Krishna, then that person is allowed the entrance into his association, to his abode. So what has been presented to us by Srila Prabhupada is the topmost thing. Of course, where did Srila Prabhupada get all this from? From Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anarpita Chiram Karunaya Avatiranaha Kalau. In this Kali Yuga, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, very kindly appeared, Samarpitum, in order to deliver what? Unnata Ujvala Rasam Swabhaktim Sriyam. Unnata Ujvala Ras. Unnata Ujva. Unnata. The topmost Ras. And there's an Ujval, brilliant Ras. Ras also. And that is the Madhuri Ras. Sri Radhika Madhavayora Para Madhurya Leela Gunarupa Nam Nam Pratikshana Asvadana Lolupasya Vande Guru Sri Ranaravindam. Our acharyas are known for what? They get together. What did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu do with all those Ramanand Rai and Swarup Damod, always hearing about Krishna, Radha Krishna? Krishna wants to, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to hear, his Radharani wants to hear about Krishna. Radha Krishna, Radha, Radha Madhav, and Pratikshana Asvadana Lolupasya. So from that down in the parampara and all the way up to Srila Prabhupada and then his books, and this is a whole another realm, another dimension being added, which started of course with Madhvendra Puri. He was specialized in this Madhurya Leela, specialized. And that is where we branched off from the line of Madhvacharya. Madhvacharya line exists, we also exist. Where do we get connected? Madhvendra Puri and that. So the added dimension is Madhurya Leela, Guna Rupa Naam Naam, which is of topmost kind. There is nothing, there's nothing higher, there's nothing superior. So this has been offered to us by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Parampara, Srila Prabhupada and his books. The Prem, Krishna Prem Pradayate. And what we have in our possession in this world is calm. And that's the counter aspect, counter substance in the spiritual sky is a Prem. The shadow of that is calm in this material existence. So more we get Prem, more we become free from calm, free from lust. Kind of Prem, the Madhurya Leela. This is hearing this Madhurya Leela pastimes as per prescription of the Acharya, who acts like a doctor, and then he gives the medicine. As one takes this medicine, Kama Rog, Bhava Rog, then one becomes, by taking this dose of hearing Krishna book and unauthorized scriptures from authorized persons in recommended amount of doses, what works for you may not work for someone else or for me, each one at different level. So if they take the right kind of doses, this will cure one completely from the calm. And this kind of provision, this kind of medicine is only available in this ISKCON shop, ISKCON center, ISKCON place, which is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's place. This kind of complete dose of Prem. And different Prem, this Prem, Dasya Prem, this other Prems, Sakya Prem, Vatsalya Prem, Madhurya Prem, Manandraya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dialogue, there's a gradations, one higher than. And when Ramanandraya mentioned the Radha Krishna Prem, Radha Krishna Madhurya Leela, that Prem, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu satisfied, yes, yes, there's nothing, yes, I'm satisfied, this is it. Otherwise you're saying, hey, ho, bhai here, kaho, ar kaho. Hey, this is external, say more, as Madhvendra Puri, not Madhvendra, Ramananda Rai said, yeah, Radha Krishna, Prem, Radha Krishna, Madhurya Leela. Oh, stopped. Okay, this is the topmost. So that topmost thing has been handed down all the way to us. And so like that, Lakshmi, performing austerities and given lots of gratification, comfort, yes, but one thing she was not giving up was this pride, and as a result not able to enter. So we also have opportunity to enter that realm, and things which have not worked out for Lakshmi should learn from others' mistakes. Lakshmi is kindly placing herself in that position. This is Lord's pastime. Glaring example. Here, look at Lakshmi. Look. For a long time she did this. It didn't work. So do something else or find out what went wrong and rectify, improve, and do it differently. And that is the mood of surrender, false pride. Of course, this the The supreme thing in this regard Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said is Pranadapi Sunishena Tarorapi Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Den Kirtaniya Sadahari. Always doing Kirtan, and Kirtan doesn't mean only a kol kartal and chant, and that is also of course Kirtan, but Kirtan meaning glorification of the Lord. And the Ras Bihari temple was being built and Prabhupada was staying right there, and someone proposed, Prabhupada, we should maybe get another location downtown or some distance away. There's a lot of noise, sounds here, tuk tuk, this, that, what, And Prabhupada said, I'm not disturbed. He said, this is like a music to my ears. The sounds, this is music, this is nice. Prabhupada considered even those sounds, tuk tuk and whatever, as some kind of kirtan was going on. Throwing rocks. It was kirtan. Yukta vairagya, right? How much you could extend kirtan? Even that could be a kirtan. That could be kirtan. So, this is not a limited. These printing presses, the Siddhant, he would have printing press right in front of the deity. He in Calcutta, he had his printing press. So that deity could see the printing press. He had placed the printing machine so that deity could see. And all the sounds were there, and those sounds were described as the Brihad Mradanga, or the books were coming out, and that was Brihad Mradanga. Your Mradanga, you could hear a few blocks down the road, but this one, you could hear far and wide, everywhere. So Kirtan, in ISKCON, popular. I'm going out on Sankirtan. Where is your Kartal? Where is your Mradanga? No, I have books in the bag. I'm going to distribute books. This is Sankirtan. After that, some devotees started distributing candles. And that also became some kind of candle distribution. No scandal, but candle. Candle, Sankirtan. And glorification of the Lord is Kirtan, Kirtaniya Sadahari, which includes lots of devotional service that we perform. That's Kirtan, glorify Krishna this way or that way, different ways. And this will go on, Kirtaniya Sadahari. Conditions are those conditions. Pranadapi Sunishena, okay. Is Tarorapi Sahishnuna taken care of? What about Amanina and Manadena also? If this is done, then the result is equal to what? This results in Kirtaniya Sadahari. All the time, Kirtan. Kirtan is possible. And with this Kirtan, as we perform, then there's a Maman Mani, Jan Mani, Shware, I do not even care, of course. Another birth or births. Every birth, you just care for your devotional, pure ahaituki, ahaituki, that's the point. Ahaituki, devotional service. No motivation. Yashasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana. Few verses before you have gone through this. And akinchana, Prabhupada is translating that as unmotivated. So unmotivated. I mean, it's easy to deliver discourse and say this, but really come to the point of making our devotional service unmotivated so that the Lord is pleased and He could grab us, be with Him. I thought this would be very easily done when I was a new bhakta at Juhu temple, and my service was to go beg rice from door to door. That was one of my services. Bhiksham dehi, tandulam dehi. Give me some rice for food for life, Prabhupada was sending us to. The rice was not available in the free market, so we had to beg it. So sometimes some people would ask me question like, oh, have you seen, you're always talking, or you're talking to us about Krishna, But have you seen Krishna? And I used to maybe not say every time to everybody, but in my mind, I, come on, give a break or something. I have just joined. Give me at least 6 months, you know. Give at least few years. Then you ask me, have you seen? Then yes, I am going to say, yes, I have seen him. Hence, I have the right to speak to you. I was thinking this was just a few years from work and I would be seeing him, seeing the Lord, and then I could speak. So more than a few months or a few years have passed and we still wonder, where is Krishna? Of course they were, Krishna was with those 6 Goswamis. And they were running here, there. Are you on the top of the Govardhan Hill right now? Are you on the bank of Jamuna? Where are you? For them, wherever they were, Krishna was with them. For us, we wonder, where is he? Where are you? You're taking so much time. So I was thinking it was easy task, but it's quite a task. You give up this, give up that. Follow 4 regulative principles, even then. Mornings to give up pride, puja, pratishtha, and love, and these are even more subtle things. There's some rocks in the water, little pebbles, you just take a tong and pick them up, okay, out. You can get rid of some rocks, little pebbles, but what if the water is a kind of sugar solution? Water is like a homogeneous material. Separate those things from the water. Then it's harder to pick up with the piece of tong or any spoon. Pieces of fine grains of sugar mixed in the water. So get rid of some things is easy. There are yet some more things we need to get rid of. So this is first we have. Prabhupada gave us how much time? One lifetime. Gopinath ki. Any questions? Comments you have. You're at least 1 hour behind. Nidhai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol Radha Gopinath Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Iskan Chopati Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Nidhai Gaur Premanande